So avijja means ignorance, sutta on ignorance. So the Buddha under the Avijja Sutta mentioned the arising cycle and the cessation cycle. So the arising cycle is how from avijja, ignorance, you fall and become heedless and become what you are. Then the other one is how to break the avijja cycle. So how to break, he proposed, or he in the sutta proclaimed, there are 10 steps. The first step is to have kayanimittas, Dhamma friends. Without Dhamma friend, you cannot receive this teaching. So Dhamma friend is number one. After you have Dhamma friend, you have opportunity to listen to the true Dhamma. That is step two. Then step three is after you listen to a true Dhamma, you straighten your view, you develop the faith, the sadha in the Buddha and his teaching. That's how everything starts. Then you start to cultivate. Then as you cultivate, you develop the initial wisdom, which is step four, yoniso manasikara. When you have yoniso manasikara, step four, you will not stir your mind as much like before. Most of the time you are at peace. That's why you got more space between thought. You got more moment of awareness, attention. You does not end up in sensual desire, ill will, and all the mental hindrance mind state. And because of that, your daily mindfulness stabilizes. That's why step five is sati sampajana. So when you have sati sampajana developed until very stable, you are incapable of breaking the precept really. Where you're not only mindful, you have clear comprehension of everything that is going on in life. That's why after that, step six is you have the ability to have sense restraint. Your mindfulness, your understanding will prevent you from breaking the precept. At that stage, step six, you are at least a sotapanna, first stage of sainthood. Then as you cultivate, you will realize step seven. Step seven is the three way of right conduct, right thought, right speech, right action. You cannot violate them anymore. That's how you become the second stage of sainthood, Sakadagami. Then only you can move on to step eight, which is the cultivation of the four foundation of mindfulness. That's why in the sutta, four foundation of mindfulness, the Buddha mentioned very clearly, if you cultivate this with sincerity and understanding, he guarantee you maximum 7 years. Of course, minimum, he did mention 7 days. You will realize at least anagami, third stage of sainthood. The reason being, after step six and seven, only you can cultivate step eight. Understand? Not? That's why definitely you will be beyond sakadagami. Then only you cultivate four foundation of mindfulness to realize at least anagami, if there are still very minor clinging. Otherwise, you will become an arahant. So from step 8, as you cultivate, then you will come to step 9, which is the seven factors of enlightenment. They keep on arising. Because you cultivate correctly the four foundation of mindfulness under the fourth foundation, the second last category of cultivation, mindfulness of the seven factors of enlightenment, that will arise. When that arises, you know you are on the right path. You have not deviated. That is step 9. Then after that, the natural consequence is, well, these are factors of enlightenment, make you enlightened. Step 10 is a natural consequence. Enlightenment in the here and the now. And it's very clearly stated in the Abhijja Sutta. Okay? So